Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Murphy's joining us live this morning, brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you, and AXA Advisors. Take the next step for your financial future today. The Bills back from the bye. Murph, they're facing the Dolphins, the winless Dolphins on Sunday. The Bills are 17-point favorites. How does this team keep from being overconfident?
Yeah, you know, I think I've thought about that a lot this week, and I think over the years, Sean McDermott's done a good job of keeping his team focused, and the players I've talked to this week say all the right things, but it's got to be in the back of their mind somewhere that, you know, this is a really poor Miami team that is 0-5 and been outscored by tremendous margins in much of their first five games. Their point differential is minus 138 through five games, which is ridiculous. That's like league record, but as I said, McDermott, I think, has kind of the – he knows what he's dealing with when he deals with this group of players that he selected, and he knows how to push the right buttons. And I'm pretty confident they'll be you know, on task and ready to play when they kick it off on Sunday.
Yeah, so it's one thing to look at this from a player's perspective, but from a fan or an onlooker's perspective, you know, I think back to that New England game, and a lot of us were kind of excited that we played New England close. You know, even though it wasn't a win on the record – we felt good coming out of that game because of the way the Bills played. This game, it's kind of like, you know, I don't need just a win. I mean, I want the Bills to crush this team. I want to show that we can put some points on the board against a team that stinks.
Okay, I get that, and I hear that, and I understand that. I don't think it matters, however. You know, the object is to get the win, you know, and it doesn't matter – when they look at the schedule at the end of the year, how you beat these teams, it's how many you got. And, you know, most games in the league are close. 55% of games in the league are decided by 7 points or less.
The other 45 the Dolphins play in?
I'm sorry?
The other 45% the Dolphins play in?
No, they're playing their fair share. This goes back to 1990. This is like a 29-year-old well, this year it's 55%, but even going back to 1990, it's like 55, 54%. So most games are close in the league. Look, the Dolphins are going to be desperate. They were extremely frustrated coming out of their loss last week to Washington. They're going to be motivated, obviously. They switch quarterbacks to go back to Ryan Fitzpatrick, who could give them a better chance of winning it. Whether or not you win by 1 or 20, it doesn't really matter in the end. It'd be nice to see, and the Bills should be able to move the ball and score points against this Miami team, but I don't think you create a different standard, like, well, that win doesn't count because they didn't win by as many as I thought. That's just not the way it works.
Well, now, Fitzpatrick, what does that do? We found out Wednesday that he'll be playing. He'll be starting. Can he bring his Fitz magic?
Yeah, that's a good question. He's streaky, you know, and Bills fans know Ryan Fitzpatrick as well as they know any quarterback in the league. He's capable of making big plays, and he is fearless when it comes to trying to force the ball into tight situations. He'll throw it where he shouldn't, obviously, and a chance to make plays. Very often it winds up in interceptions. I for his sake, I fear that he doesn't have any weapons around him to make much of a difference this week. He had a great year last year at Tampa Bay. He set franchise record for the Bucs and yards per pass attempt and overall quarterback rating, but much better supporting cast there. He doesn't have that kind of supporting cast here in Miami. So Fitz is uneven and streaky, but even his good streaks might not be enough to handle the Buffalo defense this week.
Yeah, the Bills have really, it's amazing to look at the schedule, John, because it's a favorable schedule. It's one of the things that has a lot of people super excited for the second half of the year.
Yeah, I believe they've got one of the easiest, if not the easiest, schedule remaining. 11 games left and just two teams with winning records to play. They've got this streak of three straight home games coming up here, which is very important, I think, to take advantage of this juncture of the schedule, that, you know, games against Miami this week and Washington in a couple of weeks, a couple of really underperforming teams. Of course, the Eagles game in the middle, but it's all set up for them. And, you know, I was thinking today how the Bills are healthier now than they have been since the season began, I think, with a chance to get Devin Singletary back in the lineup on Sunday. They may see tight end Tyler Croft, who they signed in the offseason, a free agent. He may get his first action. We'll see what happens with linebacker Matt Milano, who's been limited in practice. But they seem to come out of the bye as healthy as they've been all year and with a good chance with three straight home games to do some damage here.
Hey, you mentioned Tyler Croft. Now, does it become a little crowded at tight end? You know, so much talk about Dawson Knox over the past few weeks that the Bills played, the amount of athleticism he showed. With Tyler Croft in there now, what should we expect? Who's going to get the most playing time?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. I think there's probably opportunities for, you know, three tight ends to be on the field quite a bit. They've done that in the past, and maybe, you know, rookie Tommy Sweeney becomes the odd man out there if Croft is healthy and able to play. It's a good problem to have, and I think the Bills, offensively, where, you know, they are a top-10 offense, but they haven't been producing points. I think they're eager to look at some new weapons and some underutilized weapons, including Croft and Singletary, and see what they might be able to provide their offensive attack. They're a third of the way through the season with a long way to go, and I think offensively they're still looking to define themselves, who they are as an offense, and they'll get a chance to do that with some of those healthy bodies back in the lineup.
Murph, can't wait for you with the call Sunday at 1. That's John Murphy, the voice of the Bills, right here on WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!